Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And of course, Andy, don't forget, Askin Baskin and Phelps Helps.
Yes.
We're going for it tomorrow. Go to the Odyssey app. You can leave us a little message, and by golly, we'll use it. That's right. What we'll do, Andy.
Hey, I also want to do this. Let's talk about Larry Schmitz for just 2 seconds here. Do you know who Larry is? The 2024 Browns Fan of the Year.
I thought so.
Congratulations to Larry.
Way to go, Larry.
He was on with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima this morning about 9 o'clock. You can go back and listen to that at 92.3thefan.com and on the Odyssey app, or go to clevelandbrowns.com/fans, fan of the year. Hang on a second. Go to clevelandbrowns.com/fans/fan of the year. There's two slashes in there, so I get a little confused. And then you can vote now for Larry as the NFL's ultimate fan of the year. Now, voting ends in February, so let's help Larry by voting him in now, and you can continue to vote leading up to the final tally. Vote Larry. Larry.
Come on, Larry.
Vote Larry. Go online, clevelandbrowns.com/fans/fan of the year. So there you go. You got most of it. All right, I think Nick Wilson is mad at me. I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff.
Well, he can join the club, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, why? You're mad at me now, too?
Oh, no. Heavens, not me.
Okay, so there was a little There was a tiny misunderstanding yesterday, okay? And here's how things go down. Yesterday, you guys were all over me yesterday because I said Ohio State's story for this year could be made into a movie.
No, we weren't.
Dan, like, okay, it's maybe at the best. What'd you say at the best? It's a 30 for 30 or something like that? I don't know what he said. Something along those lines.
Yeah, right? Called it a documentary.
It's a documentary.
Documentary or 30 for 30, whatever.
Dan and I were thinking highbrow. You're thinking, you know, here's the Hallmark movie.
So my guard.
The heartstrings.
My guard was up already, right? So now I'm driving back from Columbus.
It almost never is.
Well, let's stop. So I'm driving back from Columbus, right? And by the way, thank you again to the fan down in Columbus. Outstanding, 97.1, beautiful place where they have their event. I appreciate them letting me do the show from there yesterday. My phone starts blowing up because afternoon drive, apparently Nick and Jonathan are ripping me left and right. And they're like, you're getting trashed on the air. You're getting this, you're getting that. And I'm like,
good job, Nick.
What are these guys doing? But unfortunately, and I should have been listening to the Odyssey app. Instead, I was on the phone for most of the trip on the way up. And
nice job. State of Ohio appreciates that.
On my speakerphone. Okay, is that okay
better,
with you?
Better.
Okay. Thank better. You. State Highway Patrolman Phelps. So, yeah, I mean, there's that hill that's before Mansfield. That's where our signal kind of comes back in if you're coming in from the south.
That's a big hill. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was right on the other side
to
of
me,
that.
That's always the, hey, I'm almost home.
And so now I'm trying to listen to the boys in the afternoon, and I'm hearing Baskin. And then I'm like, oh, they're ripping me. So I'm like, oh, I got to call in. And then, ta-da, I found out that they were saying things, but it may not be as bad as I thought it was. So Nick Wilson, I want to give him equal time. He's into work early. Congratulations on that. We give you a lot of credit for that.
Thank you. It feels good to be mildly professional.
Yes, mildly. So anyway, they were talking about I had said that Ohio State should be a movie. Somehow along the way, that came into your show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say that I went to bat for you yesterday.
Because
he's not setting this up the right way.
No, I feel like I want to apologize.
He bashed you in the brain.
Rabid tiger on my show. I it's Andy Baskin on the hotline. Thank God that Andy Baskin's here so he can hear the loving endorsement that I gave him for the actor. Right? My cohort gave him 87-year-old Dustin Freakin' Hoffman, all right? The man is barely living, and that's what Jonathan Peterlin thinks of you. Meanwhile, I'm thinking of, all right, who is a sensitive, sweethearted, slightly neurotic, but like just all, just get, makes you just feel good when you're around him?
Slightly. Maybe not neurotic enough.
Slightly.
Maybe he needs to be a little bit more neurotic,
and
but that's
so,
okay.
So I go Gutenberg, all right? I dip into the archives and say it's time to reinvent Steve Gutenberg.
Who, by the way, helped people like crazy with the fires. In
right?
LA.
Yes.
Is that a better glow up, by the way?
But wait a second. He's 11 years older than me, but he's in better shape than I am right now, just so you know that.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
So okay, it's a glow up. I gave you a glow up.
Okay, so
and
understand.
Then you came on the show, real quick. You came on the show.
I was nasty.
And you tore me down. And you sided with the guy who compared you to a geriatric.
Yes, I understand that. So, unfortunately, I may have compared them to two of the Simpsons characters. And
I came out worse than that.
So, you were mean?
Nah, I was. I thought they were slamming me. Because all my friends were telling me they were slamming me. Like, I'll show
some
you later.
Some friends.
Yeah, well, you're getting ripped. You're getting torn up on the air.
Nick's from Woodridge.
So, I came in defensive.
Woodridge guys have your back.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, maybe not now.
Yeah, not now.
Yeah, not now. And by the way,
it's because of that beautiful scoreboard that can do track results on
BT Dubs. The Simpsons joke didn't land. Now I got to say it.
It didn't land for you.
No, it didn't land for the audience either.
That's not true. The audience came back. They were like
crickets.
No, you created the crickets.
I heard some.
Jeff heard it.
Now it's a lie. Now it's an absolute lie. Jeff, how often is 92.3 the Fan on in your car ever? Thank you.
Yeah, the man takes time away from work to live his life.
All right,
Andy.
I do this
for 4 hours a day. God. When Nick has, I talk to Nick every day.
Yeah,
I know what's on Nick's mind. He knows what's on. We're Woodridge guys.
If
Andy.
I threw up the bat
Woodridge
signal time? And gave him the Goody glow up, the Gutenberg glow up, as
Woodridge
it's known.
High?
If I had done Woodridge, high? If I had done, if I do that for him,
that could not be any whiter.
If I. Give me time.
Oh, because yeah, that's
if I threw that up for Phelps,
cool.
He would drop whatever yogurt he was eating and call in immediately and be like, "I love the Goody glow up."
There it is.
That's what he would do.
There it is.
That's what Woodridge men do for each other.
That's right.
Not whatever Benedict Arnold nonsense you were playing and siding with the enemy. Okay,
well, I don't know why, but
somebody's saying something bad about me. I gotta call in and rip him.
That is not the way it went down.
That's exactly the way it went down. That is 150% the way it went down. You even admitted it now. You're trying to soften the blow.
Here's what I'm going to say. It's not a 1,000% apology. I'm going to be honest with you. I mildly felt bad because I heard what you said after I get off the air because I continued to listen because I had come over the hill and then I had picked up the signal. So I do want to apologize. I probably could find a better. I thought I did find a better actor for you to play you
Who?
In the movie.
You said Barney from The Simpsons,
no,
the fat drunk.
I did. Well, wait a minute. If he just laughed, the joke landed.
I think
Thank
he laughed because the way I described Barney, not because of your comp.
And Mr. Burns. And now I took Mr. Burns back right away because I didn't want to say it. That was like, initially, this is what I was thinking. Could play
who
you guys
that
in
young
a movie.
Go-getter?
Yes. Who is that young go-getter? I retreat on both of my
All right.
Decisions.
So who was your comp for me? Was it Brendan Fraser and Whale? Because that's not better.
No, that is not true. And I did not say that.
Wow.
Is it the mom from What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Also not better.
Wow.
Because here's a problem. Here's a problem. I don't mind people casting fat
I
people to play me.
I also didn't say late Marlon Brando either. Now, did I say that? No.
You notice he didn't say late skinny Marlon Brando. No, I don't mind people casting fat people for Nick Wilson in any kind of movie. I hate when it's short fat people. If you're going to give me anything, It please adhere to my height.
So who was your comp when it was all said and done?
I tried to get Shane Gillis across the goal line.
All right, I'll take that.
That makes sense.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Peterman wouldn't give it to me.
I
was like, if you can't even, he's a Chicago Six. If you can't give me Shane Gillis, what are we doing?
Fred Flintstone's not available, right?
That's a character. Yeah.
Who was he?
Woodridge men, by the way. Look it up.
Who did Peterman end up being?
I initially tried to get Joey Slotnick, but that was out of hate.
I meant for Andy, by the way.
Oh, for Andy?
Yeah. No, I was talking about... Yeah. Go ahead. You can do either one you want.
It was Will Poulter is who I tried to sell him on. The guy who played Adam Warlock in the latest Guardians of the Galaxy and who was the geeky kid in We're the Millers. Yeah.
Nice.
By the way, Jeff, do you know who Colin Robinson is?
No.
Okay, he's a character in What We Do in the Shadows. That was my submission for you. Same guy.
Nice.
See? That's the way you take it.
Will Poulter... To play Peter?
All right, I'm done with it. I'm not starting any more feuds.
How tall are you, by the way? 6'4"?
6'4", yeah. Yeah. And Shane Gillis also 6'4".
You gave him a pretty good-looking guy as
Thank
a comp.
You.
Yeah.
And he would not accept.
And younger, like way younger.
I gave myself the worst casting of all of it, and I
Who
got
did,
nothing.
Did Phelps get one or no?
It is Colin Robinson from What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. All right, I got it.
Well, this is actually where I might have just started a feud. they look identical.
They do not look identical.
Dan, can I get an assist? Do they look identical?
I don't like getting in between any fights between those two
because
I don't want to show
Jeff's
favoritism.
Jeff's Googling it. I'm done. I'm out.
You probably should run pretty fast. Although he's got the one.
Not what I'm known for.
Not here to
from
show
the shadows. Did Menigan get anybody? Did he get a comp or no? You're going to walk away from that.
Oh, no. I'm subservient. We don't do these things.
All right, so I just Googled Colin Robinson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Every white guy losing his hair who wears glasses to read looks the same. So there.
Did you hand me that pole, the 10-footer over there? We'll stay away from this one.
It's a good move.
It's probably the right way to handle it. Especially if we're going to spend another 13 years doing this. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm done with that. I'm just done with it. Anyway, thank you. Make sure you're listening to Afternoon Drive. And I take back. I got a little defensive yesterday because of the nature of the text that I was getting.
Andy got defensive?
Oh, he called me throwing 110 on top of it. I actually calmed him down a smidge.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Or to make sure that I had the right number to call in.
He called me throwing 110, and I was like, okay, let's get him the hotline number.
I wasn't mad.
Okay.
Like, when we first started the show, I used to get upset. I used to get mad. I'm like, what are they doing talking about us? What do we care? I don't care. I don't care. And then I would get really mad, and then I would start to care.
Huh.
It was bad. Mm-hmm. It was like social media. It's like the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life as far as social media is concerned is mute. It's like the greatest thing ever. I have no idea what half the people are saying to me, especially the angry ones.
Always remember, social media is like the window in your kitchen. It's nice to have the outside world, but once you're done with it, shut the window.
Yeah. All right. Let's shut the window on this
also,
whole conversation.
Also, a little bit of news. The Bucks-Pelicans game has been postponed because of all the snow and ice down in New Orleans. So.
Adjust fantasy basketball lineups accordingly.
Yeah.
Let's come back. I want to talk about CeCe Sabathia. We are also going to try to find ourselves a quarterback, Chris Rose. All of those things are straight ahead right here on Baskin and Phelps.